community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I'm quite nervous about this, to be honest with you, because you can't teach this man anything. Is that right, David?
Good morning. What a beautiful morning.
I was just saying, I can't teach you anything. You've been there and done it. You've done over 12,000 radio shows. Is that right?
Yes, the first 50 years are the hardest.
This is David Hamilton. You've worked on numerous stations, over 1,000 TV shows you've done, according to my research. Now, you're doing something on Thursday night, Rock and Roll Back of the Years, aren't you, in the Towngate Theatre in Basildon?
Yeah, that's right. I'll tell you the story behind it, Mike. It was a band that I worked with at the London Palladium, a great band called The Fugitives.
Yeah.
And they said to me, why don't we do a tour? So I thought, well, that's a good idea. I thought we'll probably do about half a dozen theatres. And it sort of grew and grew, and we now are on a 40-theatre tour. We've done 8 so far, and the 9th one is going to be on Thursday night in Basildon.
Well, this is how long is the actual evening? Because it starts at 7:30, I know, but I don't know how long it lasts for.
Well, the show is about 2 hours, and in that 2 hours, we have a 5-piece band who are excellent. We have a couple of girl singers who sound like the Supremes or the Crystals or the Ronettes. One of them sings Dusty and the other one sings Cilla. We've got a boy singer who can do everything from Elvis to Cliff to the Big O. And I'm the compere. We have a bit of funny repartee between me and the band. And it's a fun evening. It's a party evening. And it's all the kind of music that we all grew up with. And, the amazing thing about it is the girls sing to do Ron Ron, and sometimes there are young people in the audience, and I can see them and I can hear them singing along to it, and I think, how on earth do they know the words of do do Ron Ron? But they do, because this music has lasted so long.
I thought you were going to say, but they do Ron Ron, yeah.
Yeah, they do Ron Ron, yeah. You're right.
Well, this is just, I'm really gobsmacked, to be honest with you, because you are an absolute legend. How many radio stations, have you actually worked on over the years?
Well, quite a few down the years. Some of them have closed down, so I think I must be a bit of a jinx. But, I was at Radio 1 in the 70s, Radio 2 in the 80s. Then I worked for Capital Radio, and I've worked for various different stations down the years, which is how I've amassed. Somebody worked it out, 12,000 radio shows, but radio is still my first love. I mean, as you know, the great thing about radio is it's one-to-one. You are one person talking to one listener. It doesn't matter how many people are listening, it's one-to-one. But I think what's good about this tour is it gets me out and about and gets me meeting people and doing a live show. I must say, a couple of weeks ago, in the middle of winter, I was up in Blackburn, and it was a freezing cold Sunday night, and when I got up there, I thought, "What am I doing? At my age, I'm on the road, 5-hour drive." But once I got into the wings and I heard the music, I thought, "This is what I'm doing is what I always did. Let's rock and roll."
There's something about live music on a stage that's just really, really magic, really, really magic. So
yeah, these musicians are very, very good. I mean, they do a Shadows number, Apache, and if you close your eyes, you'd think it was the Shadows. And also they managed to do the little dance steps as well, which is great. And the girl singers, I just can't say enough about them. I mean, the thing is, there are so many talented young people, and they just haven't become big names or they haven't made it yet. They're the sort of people that you might see on the talent shows on television. But here are young people on this show who are just waiting, really, to get that big break, and they deserve it because I admire the fact that they're so talented. They are really good, really professional. They hit the right notes every night. It doesn't matter where we are, how much traveling we've done. They absolutely step up to the mark. So, they're a great gang.
So this takes you right the way back to the 50s and the swinging 60s. And as you're going to be comparing it, are you going to have a beehive?
Well, no, I think we'll leave that to the Dusty Girl, but I will let you into a little secret. I do sing at the end.
Oh, you do? You're singing?
Yeah, I put the gold lame jacket on, and I come on, and I do a bit of rock and roll. And I'm not a great singer, but I think I just about get away with it. And Then we do a big rock and roll medley at the end, and I'm part of that. So, yeah, I thought, well, if they're all singing, I ought to do my bit, really.
Well, that's worth coming to see just that on its own, isn't it, really?
It's what?
That's worth coming to see on its own.
Yeah, well, you know, there you go. I can't hear you very well. You're a little faint.
Oh, right. Okay, let's see if I can see
I could hear you before, but what you said there was a little faint. We're on a telephone line, and, of course, from the studio, it's not quite as loud as normal.
Yeah, is that...
I'm going deaf, of course, but...
Well, that's the headphone thing for DJs.
Very quickly, because I know you've got lots of great music to play, but I'll tell you one other thing very quickly. We do a tribute to two of my colleagues who, sadly, I lost this year, Terry Wogan and Ed Stewart, and I lost two friends and colleagues within a couple of weeks. And when we went up to, I think it was at Blackburn, I said, it was just after Ed had died, and I said to the girls, could you do Morning Town Ride, which was the old theme of Junior Choice, and very quickly they learnt it, and they did it, and I introduced it, and I stood in the wings with a lump in my throat, remembering all the good times that I'd had with Ed, and with Terry as well, on Blankety Blank and things like that, and we've kept it in, because they sing it so beautifully, that's a little sort of nostalgia or nostalgic note during the show, is our little tribute to Terry and to Ed.
Bless them. David, thank you so much for coming on and talking to me this morning. Just to recap, David's going to be at the Rock and Roll Back the Years on this Thursday, the 10th, from 7:30 at the Towngate Theatre in Basildon. David, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.